Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg tomorrow 10:25, Pretoria 13:27, and Mbombela 14:24.
The big problem this afternoon in Kempton Park, there was a truck accident earlier on Pomona Road at the R21 highway. The road is still closed. There are also roadworks in Kempton Park on the R21 north, disrupting the traffic because of lane closures between Pomona Road and the R23 Benoni exit.
In your sport, pressure on the South African sides to bounce back with just four pool rounds remaining in the URC and a facelift for Roland Garros ahead of both the French Open as well as the Paris Olympics.
Former President Thabo Mbeki is in Soweto campaigning for the ANC and urging residents to give the party another chance. Even though the party has failed to deliver on some of its promises, he made this commitment.
When I say to people, vote ANC, I'm also making a commitment to the people that will attend to these problems within the ANC itself.
And in Durban, the National Homeless Network says that at least half of the country's homeless people don't have IDs and can't exercise their right to vote. Simpiwe Khoza addressed a panel of political parties at the Dennis Hurley Center Political Dialogue.
Deploy mobile ID facilities of the Department of Home Affairs to target hotspots where homeless people gather in order to expedite provisions of IDs.
The event, attended by the IFP, DA, EFF and the MK party, was hosted to allow the homeless to bring their plight directly to political parties. And moving to the Eastern Cape, the health department has been called out for failing to handle the Enyobeni Tavern tragedy with dignity. The Human Rights Commission says the lack of clarity and consistency in the information provided exacerbated the parents' traumas. The commission released its report into the investigation of the tragedy where 21 teenagers were found dead at the tavern in 2022. Commissioner Nomhlubi Belinda Kwinana says the department's lack of consistency in communication resulted in violations of the right to dignity of the victims' families.
The repeated postponement of formal inquest proceedings to investigate the deaths prolonged the agony and uncertainty for the bereaved families, denying them closure and perpetuating their suffering.
Moving abroad, in the USA, large-scale student protests against the war in Gaza across the city's university campuses are intensifying. Here are some of the people taking part.
As a Palestinian, is it my responsibility to be here? Absolutely. I will continue to do that each and every day because of how important it is to bring awareness.
I just couldn't stand the thought of not being at camp because I was just like, what if I could have done something to help? This whole place is only working because everyone is putting everything that they have into it.
Police have arrested hundreds of protesters in locations across the country, though, as tension is rising, especially with some unsavory elements creeping in from those that are outside of the university but also want to protest.
Because this has attracted so many protesters from outside, I feel quite unsafe because a lot of them can tend to be quite violent. When I come to campus all the time, I will hide my Jewish symbols.
A person was yelling at me, calling me a Zionist and a murderer. What hurts a lot of us too, a lot of us really care about the idea of Palestinian liberation and of free Palestine.
Ending off on a more positive note, though, in Australia, wildlife officials managed to return 130 stranded whales to the sea after about 160 of them stranded south of Perth. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
Give me the shivers.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Switching the positions for you.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll
settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.